Piss people punching pedophiles. Piss people punching pedophiles.
Bad bodacious blonde's butthole beaten with baseball bats. Bad bodacious blonde's butthole beaten with baseball bats.
That's a good one.
Hey, I just came up with that.
Hey, welcome to the ROTFL podcast.
Just stop.
I thought you wanted me to do it.
No. Bro, welcome to the ROTFL podcast where I do the intro because he will get 15 seconds into it and fucking ruin all our plugs. Just telling us wrong emails, wrong websites, saying .org instead of .com. You guys know what it is. The guy's done a lot of drugs, man. So thank you.
Hey. I tried, you know, that's all I can do is
I should have just let you go through with it and see how far you've come. If you would have got past the name of our show and our email address, I would have been like,
it would have been it's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, well, these are things that I have to maybe have you process in front of me before I hit the record button.
I'll practice it in the mirror.
Yes, exactly. Well, unlike how many times you masturbate in front of the mirror. But I would like to say,
I like to stare deeply in my eyes while I masturbate.
Hey, some people are into that. Sometimes I get a boner just from looking at my own boner, if that's a thing that can happen.
Totally a thing.
So welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark, and with me, as always, is Killa Puke. What's going on, man?
Another day.
Hey, man, I hope everyone's week was just fucking fantasmic, man. I hope everyone just had a bitchin' ass week. I know 2020 has just been a fucking non-stop, relentless bunch of fuckery back to back to back. I mean, like, fuck, it was COVID. It was fucking riots. It was burning shit down. Now, you know, wildfires are burning down. And it's all bonkers. But before you guys do anything, we have the most fantastic show for you guys today.
Great show.
If you guys remember last week, if you caught us on our last episode, episode 22, we talked about the Alaskan adventurer Jason Bukovich. All right, now this guy, well, go back and refer to our last episode, suckers. Like, we're not going to tell you about it.
That's another thing about the last episode. If you listened to it and it was a little fucking wonky, go back and listen to it again because we fixed the problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is, yeah, great. So we apologize for last week. For the first half of the week, we didn't realize there was a delay on the audio until someone brought it up to us and said, hey, assholes, quit interrupting each other. I listened to it and realized, oh, we're not interrupting each other. We're just not synced up. So the voices were, I was laughing the shit he was saying before he said it because I'm a fucking time traveler and you guys can kiss my ass. I already knew what he was going to say, quantum entanglement and all that shit. So I had to go back and fix it. And my apologies. That was my bad. I got a 9-to-5, man. Like, I can't just be fucking, you know, it's hard. I need help. We're starting to get to the point where we need help on this podcast because we're doing a lot of shit. We're getting a lot of follows. And I just got to fucking say shout out to fucking everybody out there because we had an amazing week last week for an episode that was completely fucked up.
Yeah, for real. Hey, speaking of all of our followers. Okay, so listen up, all you listeners, all right? If you like the show and you think we're funny, fucking share it with a friend that thinks it's funny too and tell them to fucking share it and like and subscribe and all that good stuff.
Yeah, if you're sending us shit saying, oh, man, you guys are fucking great, you guys are funny, which we get all the time, well, clearly it's not enough for you to share it with your fucking friends, or maybe you are doing it. I don't know. All I know is this week was amazing. We are making progress every week, and there's no end in sight.
No end in sight. We're climbing steeply.
So this is a good thing. And I just want to say thank you to all our listeners. And if you haven't already, go ahead, share, like, and subscribe, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on YouTube where we have posted this upcoming interview I'm about to break to you right now. And also go to our website, www.rotflpodcast.com, and become a member. Become a member. It's free. It's free. Free like an STD, baby. The gift that keeps on giving. So welcome to the show. What we have for you, we talked about the Alaskan Avenger last week, the Hammer of Justice. Jason Bukovich, who is in Alaska in Spring Creek State Prison. And we got an exclusive interview with him, 14 minutes long, that we're about to play you right now. Well, not right now, but in like 10 seconds. And this is his piece. We just let him say his piece. We didn't go into some shit. We just let him send his message out. And if you guys haven't heard his story, well,
look it up.
Look it up.
Where the fuck have you been if you haven't heard this story?
Yeah, he's been trending for like the last 2 months, man. So go ahead and check it out. We have an exclusive 14-minute interview. And like I said, enjoy this episode. Here it goes.
Right. Cool.
It's not too difficult to keep your mind right when you're in here on a steady diet of tree bark and sawdust piss with thumb tacks.
Right? Dude, I was out of state for a while in Mississippi, and the food out there was fucking just straight garbage, dude.
Oh my God. It's funny, they shot us one time on contract out of state to Colorado.
Yeah.
For a couple of years. And so I got this job in dry storage in the main kitchen, so we would offload all of the shit that they feed the population. So these cases of chicken parts come in, and as we're opening the boxes of frozen chicken parts, we notice, like, this chicken is in bright blue plastic bag, and it's got some kind of a sticker seal on the top of it. Look at it, and it said, "Not for human consumption.
Yeah.
Further processing only."
Right.
You know what I mean? And we're like, "Oh, well, that's a big relief, because clearly, as a convict, we're far below the level
of human."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Excellent. I get the impression that it can either be used to make dog food, or you can fucking feed a convict with it.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of feel like what's happened here is, remember the Back to the Future movies? I think it was the second one where they outfit the DeLorean with that device that they could just shove.
So garbage.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I feel like. I'm like, you know what? I'm the Back to the Future DeLorean right now. This is great. You just ram trash down my neck piece and keep going.
Right.
I can hear you just fine. I mean, the thing is, to approach this kind of subject matter, you know what I mean?
Right.
It is what it is. That's the bottom line. It is what it is.
Right.
And, I mean, I can tell you, if we're going to touch on serious subject matter at all, I suppose the points that are relevant are, you know, it turns out if you do an informal survey of the dudes that are in prison, probably 75 or 80% of them all got fucked with when they were little kids.
Yeah.
Somebody touched them, somebody beat them, somebody, you know, treated them like a fucking farm animal. And that's been an interesting experience for me to see. Because the other thing that is kind of important, which is interesting as far as society goes, is it turns out, like, the underlying problem with the majority of the people on this planet that go out and break shit and steal shit and do unethical shit is because when they were little kids, they got fucked up in some type of way.
Right.
So
it all stems.
Yeah. Underneath it all, it stems from that type of psychological trauma. That's why we're getting high. That's why we're stealing shit. That's why we're running amok. And nobody really talks about it, and it's not something that's consciously known by everybody. But after the fact, you kind of realize, oh, wow, makes a lot of sense.
Right. Well, it's not just that, you know, I honestly think it is known. It's just nobody really gives a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably true. And interestingly, I've come to learn based on experience that it's kind of like you can determine the purpose of a machine based on the product that it pumps off with its assembly line, right?
Right.
So you just know, oh, obviously this motherfucker is built to make cars. And look, here come the brand new Teslas off the end of the conveyor belt.
Right.
So it turns out there's a machine in our country, and its purpose was to facilitate people fucking with little kids. That's the purpose. And I figured that out because having gone through it, I realized, like, oh, that's nice. The same month that I got sentenced to 23 years in prison for having the audacity to go smash three pedophiles, which seems pretty straightforward, the same month, a school teacher was sentenced in the same courtroom in the same state to 6 years for molesting three little kids. Side-by-side comparison. So as you look at the machine, you think to yourself, oh, okay, I get it. The court is clearly sending a message. Go on ahead and fuck with little kids. That's all good. But if you dare to lash out at any of these pedophiles, we're going to crush you. So that's what's going to happen.
Right.
So just being aware of that machine and that it was built for that purpose, man, that's kind of a scary thought, you know?
Yeah.
So that is worthy of everybody taking a little time and thinking about, like, holy shit, man, this is not right. And then the other part of it that's kind of personal to me is that, okay, like, I was born and raised in Alaska. And in this state, as a little kid, I was marched into the courtroom, and the dude that they just convicted of molesting me and beating me with 2x4s got 3 years in prison, suspended. No jail time at all. They sent him back to the house. So then fast forward 30 years later, and I'm standing there in the exact same courtroom, and the judge is berating me while the pedophiles march in, talking about how I ruined their lives, and they can't sleep comfortably at night, etc., and gives me 23 years in prison. And you got to think about the mindfuck of somebody like me where I'm like, wait a minute, now hold on, fellas. Check this out. This does not seem right here because the disparity is just too great. You know what I'm saying? So that particular experience was just absolutely, it was shattering for me, bro. It was absolutely shattering just to stand in the exact same courtroom and listen to the court be like, in a way you can't believe that you would dare to ever. And I was thinking to myself at the time, like, I can't fucking believe you people don't expect a number of us to grow up, mature, and go smash a pedophile. Because clearly, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and what's fucked up, though, because, like, you know, like I think I already told you, like, me and Josh, we have nothing but, like, the utmost fucking respect for you and what you did, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was up to us, you would be getting a fucking medal pinned on your fucking chest and no kind, you know what I mean? Like, you are doing what people should do. Like, but it's just, it's fucked. Like, I read all the time how these fucking pedophiles, they get months. Like, months. They don't even get years. And, I was just reading the other day, fucking, he raped his own baby or something like that and killed it, and then only got, it was like 13 years, or it was ridiculous the amount of time they gave him, you know?
Yeah. I do want to speak to that. Like, first of all, I think it was Aristotle who said it best. He said, heroes are made only by public opinion, and usually from the scantiest of materials. And that's one of my favorite quotes because, in my mind, I'm no fucking hero at all. I'm just a dude that did what anybody would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I called you on the phone and said, hey, bro, they're fucking with these little kids and the cops won't show up, I need you to come and help me handle this. I mean, chances are it would probably take you 0.10 seconds.
Yeah, as fast as I could get there, that's when I would be there.
Yeah, so in my mind, I didn't do anything exceptional, bro. What would have been exceptional is had I not acted, then I would have been an exceptional piece of shit.
Right, right, yeah.
But But as far as the sentencing goes, another thing I did was the newspaper up here was very kind to me. So every time I wrote them a letter, they would publish it front page. So I penned a letter to the prosecutor's office, and I told him, check this out. I'll plead guilty to any combination of charges you wish, with the following caveat. My sentence is to equal in length what each one of these pedophiles served for whatever they did to the kids. One of them raped his own daughter, 2 years. One of them finger-banged his 10-month-old baby granddaughter, 3 years, 6 months. The other one was a child pornographer. He got a year. So that was 6 years, 6 months, back to back to back. And I told them, I will also serve the 3 years in prison for the monster who molested me, that made me. I'll serve his prison time, too. So 9 years, 6 months, run that. I'll plead guilty, whatever you want. And as you well know, they laughed that shit out of the courtroom. And they were like, you know, oh, again, the audacity. I can't believe he has the gall to approach the justice system like this. And from my perspective, I thought that was a really rational, linear offer.
Like, totally fair. Gee, that's fucking fair. That's fair.
Right. 100%. Yeah. So, ultimately, in the long run, what actually happened was I'm doing nearly three times longer than the four of them total served back to back to back for crimes against you. So, I mean, the issue only matters if eventually people wake up and recognize, like, check this out, like, for real, before any racial disparity, before Black Lives Matter, before any of those things come into play, everybody is a little kid at some point. All
right.
Any
right.
color, any race, any nationality, we're all little kids at some point. So I hope eventually what will come out of this is at least people will wake up and be like, oh, holy fuck, check it out. Kids' lives matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
We should make sure little kids are not continuing to be fucked with like this in our country. Because it's sad.
Yeah.
It's super sad. And I mean, the other thing too, and I'm sorry if I'm going off on a bit of a kid, but I'm passionate about it, is I don't want to see any other kid that was molested have to grow up and live in fucking prison. I just don't want to see that. It's not good. It's not cool. So, like, in my case, believe this, I received my life sentence when I was 12 years old, getting beat with a 2x4. That's when I got my life sentence. Granted, later on, there was some prison time imposed on me, but I had already got my sentence, and I don't want to see other kids have to go through that. Anyway, that's my Dennis Leary rant.
No, that was good stuff. Like, actually, it was like pretty much one of the questions I didn't even get to ask you, and you just answered it. So. I'm telling you, it's good stuff, man. What about actually? Because the other question I was going to say, what's the message you want to send? And you know, you already pretty much covered all that. Like,
well, you know, and realistically too, I also don't want any other kid that has gone through this to grow up and feel ashamed or like they've done something wrong if they feel like a good, solid 1 or 2 or 3 feet open hand pinch slap to a pedophile is cathartic. If they should feel better, then you know what? Handle your business.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't recommend getting viciously severe with your actions because, trust me, you're going to pay for that. But I think a little righteous anger goes a long way in society nowadays. So,
yeah.
You have 1 minute left.
Anyway, hey, this is going to hang up.
All right.
Wow. Just, wow. What can I
good
say?
Good stuff. Good stuff.
What can I say about this guy? I mean, look, so when we got into this, I mean, when I heard he was going to call Lucas, okay, first off.
The way it went down was, we talked about him on the show and I was thinking to myself, I was like, self, you know, maybe I should try to get a hold of this dude, you know? So, I went out and, I got a hold of his sister, super cool, you know, and she's totally on his side and doing all kinds of stuff for him. And, you know, she got me in contact with him. And Yeah.
Well, hey, great story, bro.
No, well, hey, but just talking
away all our secrets.
Like this dude, you know, I've been talking to him for like last week on and off. You know, we have a few more recordings too, but.
Oh, and let us know, guys, if you guys want to hear some more of this. This first one was probably the most powerful one. He talked about his history and why he did what he did. Let me just say, I was worried, okay, for a few reasons. One, I was having Kill a Puke do the interview.
And so I'm a horrible interviewer, just so you know. Well, as you just listened to, I'm a horrible interviewer, but I'll get better in time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would hazard to guess he was a bit nervous. The amount of uhs and ums I had to cut out before you guys listened to all these uhs and ums that we did post was questionable.
Staggering. It was staggering.
Yeah, it was like, it was just bad. But he got him to talk. He basically took the reins. And let me just say, I was worried, okay, because you just never know what you're going to get when you talk to people in prison. And let me tell you, from me and Killer Puke, we've been in prison a long time. Yeah. So everyone's a roll of the dice as far as where their head's at. But I can honestly say I was blown away, man, by the way this guy talked. He spoke eloquently. He was intelligent. And, I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, some just uneducated, just, well, you know, whatever, fuck that dude, I'm fucking going out killing pedophile, blah. You know, it was very he very much had a message and a philosophy and a reason for what he did,
right?
But what I have to say is, so I've seen and people might disagree, and that's fine. And look, we here at the ROTFL podcast, we are not saying by any means or by any stretch of the imagination that it's okay to go commit violence on anybody. We are not promoting that here. However, if someone had did something to your 2-year-old child, raped your 2-year-old daughter, finger banged your 10-month-old baby, like Jason talked about in that interview, all bets are off, you know? Yeah. And I'm not hating on anybody. And if I called one of my friends and said, look, this guy just did this to my kid, I would expect them to come over and do some dirt with me. You know, I'm not promoting you guys go out and do this, find a registry. And so a lot of the things I noticed on this dude's threads were like, oh my God, violence is wrong and blah, blah, blah. And this guy's just a criminal. And when's if he broke into a house and it was just some guy who got caught for, you know, pissing in public or something, you know, this guy, the Alaskan Avenger, the hammer of justice, he did his research. If you guys listen to him talk, he did his research before he went in and did what he did. He didn't just go pick up random people and just say, oh, well, you're on the registry, I'm taking you out. No, he looked these guys up and they all have their faces. He identified them. He looked at their crimes that they were convicted for. And he went and did what he did. Now, just let us know. Is he, a hero or a vigilante?
Yeah, he's a fucking hero in my book. Oh,
well, you guys know where we stand on it.
Yeah.
So, and most people do. I'm telling you, 99% of the response is good for Jason, free Vukovich.
Yeah. Oh, and about that too, I made a mistake during the interview where I was talking about because how much time he got. He got like what, 22, 23 years?
Yes.
And then I said in the show, I was like, well, some dude just, and he fucking raped and killed his own daughter, 8-month-old daughter, right? Oh. Well, in the interview, I said he got 13 years. Well, that was a mistake. He didn't get 13 years. He got 15 years. This dude got 15 years. And if you read the story, it's fucking horrible. Like, this dude raped his own 8-month-old fucking baby. And like, it was brutal. Like, her ribs were broken. It was fucking brutal.
Yes.
You know, and he gets, happens. This dude gets fucking 15 years?
for 7 years less for this guy that went and attacked someone who did this, who did things like this.
Right.
What?
There's the, now, if you don't see something wrong with that, then fucking take a deep look inside yourself and I don't fucking know.
Well, it's just like this SB 145 law with Anthony Weiner, who's buddies with Kamala Harris. Thank you very much. And once again, I don't like to go into politics, but this fucking Anthony Weiner or Scott Weiner, I don't know. His last name's fucking Weiner. What more do I need to tell you? Look it up. So this fucking guy, it's okay now for it passed. I don't know how it passed because I really don't know who's going and voting for things like this.
No,
they do it behind our backs during this whole quarantine thing, during this whole COVID. They managed to pass it. Like, no one votes for this.
It passes on a board or something like that.
They get in a room and they go, okay.
Right. Right. It's like this. It's like a group of senators or whoever. It's a group of people that fucking vote on it. Passed like fucking like 6-2 or something ridiculous.
I don't understand, man. Sometimes I'm so fucking confused. I thought we vote on laws and it's like the things that no one will fucking go for. These people in power, these elitist fucking liberal pieces of shit are just passing shit behind us where a 24-year-old man can rape a 14-year-old boy and not be on a fucking sex offender list.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Or like make him suck his dick, like fucking, you know, like all kinds of foul ass shit.
Dude, it 10-year difference. 10-year, oh, it's cool. If I'm 20 years old and I'm, you know, raping your 10-year-old, then it's cool. No sex offender registry for me. And you wonder why people like the hammer of justice are out there smashing motherfuckers in the face. Because it ain't laws we voted on. So we have no say in the fucking matter. So what are you saying? Oh, well, he's breaking the law. What, a law that we never fucking voted on or agreed upon as a people and populace of this fucking nation of ours?
And you know, not to get back into politics, but Trump passed like 3 different bills, dude, to for
stop sex, shit like this.
Sex slavery. Yeah, to stop, you know, the whole sex trade and things have been against like child pornography and all that stuff. Like, so like, honestly, like
no wonder they fucking hate him so much.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. Like, that's another reason why I fucking like the dude. Cause he don't give a, like, he's like, fucking, yo, this is what we're going to do. And then after he signed it, like, cause he's in the know, dude. So after he signed it, he's like, you know what this is? He's like, this is the calm before the storm. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Cause they don't like that because they're trying to dumb it down for when they all get popped in Hollywood, when all the elitists get popped for their fucking pedophilia ring, it won't be against the law anymore. You know, they'll be like, bravo for being so brave for sex trafficking them little kids. Like, good job. You know, you guys are fucking just as great as identifying as a pickle or whatever the fuck those liberals are doing nowadays. I can't even keep track of it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not all the way on one side or another. I just know one side has gone fucking completely mad.
Right.
And they're eating themselves alive because of it. Hey, okay, so this was, and welcome to the comedy podcast that is ROTFL. Fuck. Can you believe that our subject matter? Like, nothing is funny about any of this shit we talk about. We tried to, like, bring it back every once in a while, but I swear to God, we have episodes that are just, like, leave a bad taste in your mouth, man. You're just, like, feeling gross afterwards. Right. Well, if you feel gross, take a shower, man. What can I tell you? If you guys got anything to say about it, hit us up at ROTFLpodcast@gmail.com. Like I said, become a member on ROTFLpodcast.com. There's a blog up there where we also have information for Jason Bukovich, where you can write him, support him, hashtag the fuck out of him on your social media. Send him some love, man, on our blog page. You know, just click on the, you know, the last post with the Alaskan Avenger and all his information will come up. And I think GoFundMe's to get him a lawyer, you know, to fight some shit, maybe get some time down.
So it's him and my sister, him and his sister were telling me about it. Okay, so Alaska's kind of messed up. All right, so the system's messed up there, different than the other 50 states. So you have to be, in order to put money on his books and like, you know, any of that other stuff,
You have to be an approved visitor.
Right, you have to be an approved visitor. So,
but we could send money to his sister.
His sister has everything already set up in order to, like, and you can tell her, like, look, I want this to go for his lawyer, or look, I want him to get some fucking Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams and chips.
For those of you guys that don't know what Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams are, that's only the bomb in the commissary store in prison. That's the fat kid shit.
So you can tell her, like, look, I want this to go to his appeals attorney or you know, whatever that may be. She's raising money for it right now. Or if you want to just, you know, throw him a bone and give him some chips. But, you know, also, if you want to just send him a letter, you can do that. I don't think you have to be an approved visitor.
Nope.
You just send him a letter and tell him, dude, like, I respect you. Like, thank you. Whatever it may be.
You can send him your support. He has had an outpouring of support from the community. And that's what we're here trying to do as well. You know, we're trying to do what we can. And maybe our listeners, I already know at least someone who's sending him a letter already.
Well, I got Will, he's going to send him some money.
Hey man, I'm sure every little bit helps, man. And it's just, I don't know. That's a long time for him to do for what happened to him as a kid. And the people he attacked, he said he would take, you know, if you guys heard that, obviously he said he would take all their time plus the time to the guy who, you know, molested and beat him in with the 2x4 when he was a kid. He would take all that time, which added to like 9 years. Well, he got more than that, clearly. And if you don't think the system's fucked up besides that, you know, I don't know. Something needs to happen. And let me just say, the hashtag Save the Children out there is fucking like crazy. We're at like 22 million.
Yeah.
And that's fucking insane. And if that ain't something to fucking hashtag about, I don't know what is.
You know, just not just that, but like, I think we were talking about on one of our other interviews where, you know, how the news is blowing up all these different people protesting and this and that, but there's a bunch of protests of Save Our Children. Like they did it in Hollywood. They did all over the United States. They're doing all these huge protests for Save Our Children, but you do not see not one fucking blip.
I know with something trending at 20 million, you think some news outlet would cover it. And it's questionable why they do not.
Right.
I think they think it's a right-wing conspiracy, or that's what they're trying to play off. You know, oh, this is just a right-wing conspiracy. Nothing like this is happening. And what about them, that big old bus, Operation Triple Beam out in fucking, where was that at? Oh, geez, I forgot. But they busted like so many and rescued like 22 children in a child sex trafficking ring just now, just in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Hey, you know, want to know something about that?
Yeah.
70% of those kids that they found had some kind of link to foster care. So,
oh my God.
70% of these kids that they keep on finding with all these fucking sex trafficking has some kind of link with CPS and foster care. So, it's fucked. The system's fucked.
That's scary, man. There's definitely, you know, bad people out there. And, you want to talk about some systematic fucked up shit, then that would be it. Okay, look, we're sorry, man. This is the ROTFL podcast, and if you're not rolling on the floor laughing right now, I understand.
Don't blame you.
I fucking understand.
We have a lot of comedy episodes. Most of them, actually. I'm going to say 95% of them are comedy, but sometimes we like to touch on real shit.
Yeah. You know? We do like to touch on real shit, and so we're going to lighten it up. And touching on real shit, we're going to go to a guy who is one of the Nobel 2020 Nobel winners, Nobel Prize winners. He made a knife from frozen poop. What? Yep. So this scientist.
What?
Yes. So the scientist. Okay, first I had to be like, okay, what the fuck is this? This is some bullshit. There's no way. This is something. So other IG Nobel winners include some scientists who fucking what happened to him? All right, this guy.
Did he stab somebody with it? That's a real question.
He did not. So what he did was, oh, Here we go. He wanted to test an urban legend. Okay. He's an anthropologist who just got a Nobel Prize. Okay. This isn't what he got the Nobel Prize for. let me just say that. You know,
would have been a lot cooler if he did.
Well, it would have. But, you know, once Obama just got, they just were flying these things out just because he became president. And 2 days later, they gave him a Nobel Prize for why, I don't know, since the American people should have got the Nobel Prize for voting for him.
Yeah.
But now that kind of went out the window. And then, like, Trump is now, you know, at least a nominee for a Nobel Prize, which is probably more deserved than Barack Obama, since he made some type of peace in the Middle East, which I'm not necessarily sure if it really even matters what he did over there. But look, I'm not here to talk.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, either. I mean, whatever. So, this guy, he was an anthropologist. He got a Nobel Prize, not for this, by the way, but he is the guy who tested an urban legend by fashioning a knife out of frozen human feces. This is along the lines of our frozen dildo, feces dildo. What was it called again?
The frosty log,
the musty dumpling.
Oh yeah, but remember they didn't pass that one. Oh, just so you guys know, we have a bunch of stuff on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, don't ruin your life by reading Urban Dictionary. But yeah,
they denied the musty dumpling, but we just renamed it to what, frosty log.
Well, those are actually two different things. I think I just kept submitting musty dumpling until they approved it.
Oh, did they finally approve it?
Yeah, they did approve it. But
all right.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, congratulations to you.
Do we get a Nobel Prize for that?
You should.
I wonder. Yeah. So he fashioned a knife out of frozen poop, which is, come on, bro. What the fuck? This is where our taxpayer money's going, dude. Can you find something better to do? I don't know, green energy or something, or fucking cold fusion. So he fashioned a knife out of frozen puke. And then he tried to cut some meat with it, and it didn't work. So not so good, he says. Not so good. I mean, that's not his exact quotes. I'm paraphrasing here. But Jesus Christ, man.
So
there's better things you can do with poop, man. And take it from me, the poop fucking master. I'm just saying that there's more brilliant things why can't I think of this word? Not intuitive, not ingenious. Industrious. You got me. So I'm stuck at this word. And I'm now ruined. I'm not ruined because I can't figure out this.
Speaking of, along the lines of poop, I love Florida. Fucking Florida.
Hey,
dude,
shout out to our Florida listeners.
Yeah. Dude, so many great stories come out of Florida. So
yeah,
Florida,
you guys are bonkers.
I know, right? This Florida woman caught a domestic violence for beating the crap out of her dad. For farting too much.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, started just unleashed on his face, dude. Now, like, who doesn't fart on their kids? Like, you know, I just want to know, like, is this something that, like, just been happening her whole life, and then finally one day she just snapped? And, like, has he just been, you know?
That's Clarity Classic, because I just farted on my kid the other day. I do it all the time. And right. He's bonkers, man. He's driving me nuts all the time. I'm like, hey, come here. I got something to show you. Blah, right in his face. You know what I mean? Plus, he's way small, so he can't do nothing about it. I never lost a fight between a four-year-old. Let me see. Hashtag save the children.
Well, just wait till he gets older, dude. You better not fucking...
I know. He's already bigger than I was at that age, so I'm worried he's not going to do what I did and do a bunch of drugs and stunt his growth, and he's going to be like 6'7", and then I'm going to just be fucked. So I got to get mine ins now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, might as well.
And speaking of crazy ladies, a 62-year-old python lays 7 eggs despite not being with the male for 2 decades.
Yeah, I read that too.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Nature will find a way, unless zookeeper is doing things he shouldn't be doing.
Dude, well, I'm telling you.
Half-human snake babies are going to come out of those eggs.
Mother Nature, dude, is a mad fucking scientist, bro.
It will find a way, huh?
Yeah, just like
this is what worries me, though. What, you know, if this is something that is in snakes, then, you know, it could possibly transfer over to females, and they're already talking about, you know, they don't need us anymore, you know. Well, who needs us?
I know one, like, my brother, he, you know, breeds and sells snakes.
Yes.
And he was telling me that, like, after, you know, after they lock together, after they lock up, like, the female can keep that sperm for, like, you know, a year or two. And then even sometimes, like, they'll lock up, right? And then she saves it somewhere. I don't know. But then they'll lock up, and then the next year they'll lock up with a different snake, and then it'll be, they'll hatch eggs from both.
I feel like I've had some girl do this to me. Not save it in her necessarily, but
put
save
it in a bottle, tie
like
it
save my
neck.
Condoms and then freeze it or something. And then fucking like, cause you know,
made jewelry out of it.
Yeah. I haven't had
some
sex
earrings.
With one of, yeah. Cause I was like looking at some, you know, Facebook pictures of some like way old exes. And, I'm like, damn, that kid looks like me, her little like 2-year-old, you know? And, named him Josh Jr. And I'm like, well, that's weird, you know, considering her new man's name is Carl, looks exactly like me, is white like me, and her new old man is, you know, Mexican. And I'm like, you son of a bitch, you know, because she'd always be like, I'll throw away your condom for you. And then, you know, never went to the trash can, just went to the kitchen
freezer.
So yeah. Weird. And as long as she don't hit me with child support, baby. I'm cool. So,
all right. So, this guy, you know, everybody knows a Bible thumper, you know, goes around thumping the Bible.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, this guy is a real life fucking Bible thumper. He, tried to carjack a family.
Ooh.
And, his weapon of choice was a Bible, started beating the driver with a Bible trying to get his car. Yeah.
Hey, well, they're going to get the word into him somehow.
Oh, Benjamin Parker.
Hey.
Get your shit together, dude. Instead of hitting people with that Bible, try to read it.
Hey, nice, man. Nice. Okay. I don't know what's going on over in... Fuck. Okay. A kite, guys. Yanks a 3-year-old girl 30 feet into the air. She got wrapped up in this kite tail and she goes flying air, like stratosphere.
Dude, hey, I just want all of our listeners to know, like, if you have not seen this clip,
this
please
scary,
watch it.
Dude.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's hilarious because she's safe. It's hilarious because
she's
safe.
Yeah, she didn't get hurt. It's pretty fucking funny,
hashtag
though.
Hashtag save the children. Hashtag save the children. And but dude, if you watch this, I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, that is epic, dude. And like they grabbed her when she did a little dip.
Finally came back down to earth.
Oh my god, dude.
After
she was
whipping
up there
around
so high.
Dude, so high, whipping around, dude. By
but
her
the
neck.
things about kids, man, is they're pretty resilient from
very
fall,
and they're rubbery. Know,
and they bounce.
Yeah, they're very rubbery.
They're like a big super ball. Remember those things you used to pay 25 cents at the supermarket
yeah,
for?
Yeah, fucking slam that, go fucking super high.
Dude, remember that show Real TV where that little girl fell off like a 8-story building and was like, fine?
Yeah, just got up and
jeez
walked away.
Jeez, come on, parents in Taiwan. Watch your kids, man. Don't let them get wrapped up in a kite and just go airborne. Dude, that's crazy.
Japan did it again, man.
They always do it again, man.
They
That's
always
like
do
them.
It, dude. I fucking love Japan, dude. They
I
always
really
do it. What's the first, you know, couple of things you think about before you enter a public bathroom, you know?
I'm not really thinking about anything besides I got shit.
Well, a lot of people, you know, it's you know, is it clean in there before you go in? You know, is there somebody in there and is it clean? You know,
I do have this little pause right before I go into a bathroom. Like, oh, like
what am I going to walk into?
What new fresh hell am I going to feel once I open this door?
Right. So, Japan, they fucking decided to, you know, cut out the middleman and they, in one of their parks, they put, see-through bathrooms.
I have seen this.
It's pretty awesome, dude.
But when you get in, it changes colors. So
like the windows fog up.
Yeah, I like that, man. Japan, you are so innovative, man. You do things that are completely unnecessary and that people like for some reason. I don't know how you decide where the demand is for these things, but you do somehow and they work.
Yeah.
All right, I just want to look at, we're at the end of this show, and I really hope you guys like this show. And if you have, then, you know what? You're on the right track. A goat takes over a cop car, headbutts the deputy, and eats all her paperwork. So,
shout out to that goat. Hero of the week.
Dude, yeah.
Hero of the week to that goat.
Yeah, if there ever was a defund the police, these goats are actually doing it. You know, they're not just saying, oh, defund the police and fuck the police and kill the police and then going and burning down a black business. You know, this guy's actually fighting the good fight and bringing it straight to the cops. So shout out to this goat. In Georgia, a goat goes over and the cop goes into the house to serve some paperwork. And while he's gone, she's gone. It jumps in her car and eats all her paperwork. And then she runs over and it headbutts her and she falls on the ground. Fucking goats are crazy, fool.
Yeah, have you ever met a goat? They're pretty cool.
Yeah, bro. I grew up on a fucking ranch, bro. They had like 3 or 4 of them, bro. They were fucking dangerous.
The little ones are fucking cool.
Yeah, dude. I would run in there and like rile them up and they would fucking come after me with their horns, and their whole point was to run away from them and jump over the fence before they could get to you. That was the game.
That was fun. Yeah, that's
it. See, was
kids need to have that fucking kind of childhood fun, like, you know, like we did, like that.
Yeah, but, yeah, instead they're, you know, stuck on fucking social media TikTok. Listening to us,
right?
Which is, oh, they banned TikTok. Ha ha.
Good.
Ha ha, fucking TikTok, you fucking horrible platform.
Right, one less fucking platform we need to worry about.
Couldn't stand it. I couldn't fucking stand it.
Fucking retarded.
There was nothing good on that fucking...
Fucking retarded.
Everything that was like, just like, oh, this is hilarious. And you're like, oh, and then just people like crying about whack ass shit. It's like, you know what? Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
TikTok, go fuck yourself. Look, that's all we got for today. If you like this show, so this is what we're going to do. We have a couple more interviews with the Alaskan Avenger, the Hammer of Justice, and we'll probably put them on our Patreon page, but if you guys really want to hear them, we can put them up, but we're probably just going to end up putting it on our Facebook page. You can go to the ROTFL podcast, just search ROTFL podcast on Facebook. You can come join our page. We'll probably post the interviews up there. We also have the ROTFL podcast on YouTube and rumble.com. We'll post that information there if you guys want to hear these interviews. The first one was pretty powerful. The other ones are good too. And if you guys want to hear them, let us know. We'll put them up there for you guys to check out. Like I said, we'll do it on our site, www.rotflpodcast.com. You can go check out our site. We'll put up the interviews on there. Dude, I need help, man. This is so much shit. I fucking post everywhere, bro.
I know.
We need, you know, if anyone out there is a social media manager, hit us up, man. Hit us up and send us your bid. We'll see what we can do, because we really need some fucking help at this point. It's getting kind of crazy. Once we start doing our videos like nonstop, it's gonna be fucking bad. We're gonna need full time editors and fucking social media managers, man. But you know what?
Unless, you know, we get all you guys to fucking donate to the cause, then we won't need nobody. We can just fucking do it ourselves full time.
Oh yeah, you can donate to us at patreon.com. I'm also going to put a donate button on our fucking page and other places where you can donate. We'll have information for that in the coming up weeks. Help us help you make this, you know, the top 1000th podcast in the world.
I mean, help us I don't know.
Do something.
Yeah, do something with your fucking stuff. If at the very least, share it. At the very least, share our shit with your friends.
Yeah, you know what? Do it. You can, if you guys got any good stories, like in the vein of what we talk about, and if you guys have listened to our shows, you guys know what we talk about. We talk about stupid-ass criminals, dumbass, just idiocy. We talk about things that are just idiotic. If you guys have observed something or you go through something that, you know, you would think is worthy of a mention in the vein of our show content, go ahead and shoot us at rotflpodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, hit us up on our blog, man. You can send us messages there. Become a member. You know, Facebook. Hit us up on Facebook. Just message us directly. We don't give a fuck. Also, send nudes. You can send nudes to our Facebook.
You know. Always take nudes. We'll even swap.
We'll swap.
We'll swap nudes.
Well, here's the problem with that. I once swapped a nude with a chick. You know, she sent me her vagina, and I was like, cool, man. She's like, now, you know, send me your ding-a-ling. And I did. And then she was like, why the fuck are you sending me child porn? And I was like, oh, fuck you. Unfriend. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. I can't help it, you know? I got a little wiener. What can I tell you? Kid size. All right, that's all we got. Love you guys, man. Listen to next week's show, man.
Peace.
Peace. Sure.